Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network, based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through April 9th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on Podcast. At the very top of the podcast website is a link to the podcast calendar. Well, we're back from our little spring break hiatus, so let's get to it with this week's events. First, a focus on safety, justice, and civic engagement. Regarding the legislative session, there is an interesting advocacy day this week. On Thursday is a Tejano Day at the state capitol. What does that mean exactly? I guess it's less of a lobby day and more of a celebration of the history and heritage of Texas that you can't really talk about without mentioning Tejanos, who are the Mexicans who lived in Texas when it first gained its independence and who were integral to securing the independence of Texas. It does present an opportunity to celebrate culture and not just to educate and advocate, which it's all important, right? The next thing we will note is that it is the first Tuesday of the month, and so the Lawyer Referral Service hosts their free legal line through which they offer free legal advice from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Check the podcast calendar for the phone number. Another civic involvement opportunity is being organized by Volunteering Untapped ATX that is coordinating a voluntary event this month supporting the Austin Humane Society. And in terms of civic involvement through promoting dialogue and understanding, Interfaith Action hosts its monthly interfaith dialogue on Tuesday evening called the Red Bench Conversation on the topic of showing empathy for those that differ from us. In our basic needs section, we'll note that CAP Metro and the Austin Transit Partnership host an update on Project Connect on Thursday at 6 p.m. Learn about the rail alignments that are proposed and let your preferences known in this virtual webinar. So, we can't blame traffic for not being able to attend this particular virtual forum. In terms of health and wellness, the Emma Barrientos Mexican American Cultural Center is hosting an event called Breaking Barriers, a Teen Mental Health Conference on Saturday, April 8th. This will be a day of art, music, and community dedicated to youth, highlighting mental wellness practices facilitated by the teens of the Mexican American Cultural Center's Caminos Teen Leadership Program. On April 8th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., teens will collaborate with emerging artists, mental health professionals, and cultural activists to explore self-expression around the theme of breaking barriers. The conference doesn't take place at the Mexican American Cultural Center because it is currently undergoing an expansion. The event will take place at the Carver Museum and Cultural Center. From our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion section, there are a couple of other things to note pertaining to several very provocative themes. One, unfortunately, is already sold out, and that is Tuesday's Eric Williams Memorial Lecture at UT that features Dr. Angela Davis as the keynote speaker. Also hosted by UT on Thursday is the 2023 Symposium by the Institute for Urban Policy Research and Analysis on the topic COVID-19 and its implications for the Black community. And finally, this week on Thursday, Austin Community College hosts the Black Male Summit at its Eastview campus. The last thing I'll mention with regard to race equity is the training series that CAN, our organization, it's offering this month called Race Equity Principles in Practice. Through this series of trainings, CAN uses the Race Equity Action Framework that we have developed to help participants reflect on their past racialized experiences, research the racial history of the local community and the U.S., and learn about ways to actively engage in local work aimed at addressing racial inequality. It's a bit late to sign up for this month's series, but we will offer another training series in the fall. In terms of workforce development, Workforce Solutions Capital Area holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. This week, there's a career training orientation for healthcare on Monday and a career training orientation for information technology that takes place on Wednesday. In addition, there are two other workforce opportunities also that take place this week. One is an info session on Wednesday relating to a healthcare apprenticeship program offered by Workforce Solutions Capital Area. You can receive a certification via this training opportunity at no cost, and you also get to earn while you learn. On Thursday, Workforce Solutions makes available a job training course for jobless individuals. Trainees will be provided $200 weekly stipends, career advising and placement, and childcare, transportation, and digital inclusion supports. We support local entrepreneurs in our podcast by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We can't list all activities, but this week we'll note the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Burger Center, as well as the Mobile Fresh for Less markets that take place throughout the week. In terms of artisan markets, this week we'll note that the Austin Flea is at Silker Brewing on Saturday and at Jester King Brewery on Sunday. I'll end with our fun and free feature for this week, which is that the San Antonio Spurs are hosting Spurs Week in Austin to celebrate the fact that they will be playing two games at the Moody Center, Thursday against the Portland Trail Blazers and Saturday against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Those games are not free, of course, but Spurs Fan Fest is, and it takes place Friday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Republic Square Park. Also, Native Hostel serves as the Casa de Spurs in Austin, so you can visit the Spurs Casa in Austin from April 3rd through 8th from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.